I live in one room with a good view of the wall. I make cups of tea and wander in the hall. I sit on my bed and cut my fingernails. I try on a shirt that I bought as a jumper.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you happen to be listening.
How you doing?
Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. I am Kehoe. I got my tea right here. You got yourself right there. How's things? Things are good over here. I want to try something different today. I just figured I could do this. I'm pretty sure it works, so I'm going to keep trying it and see how it goes. I'm going to talk about things, topics in the news, or just in general, things that I come across. So what I'm going to do is just pop on the Safari and the Google machine and go to just Google General and see what pops up and see what inspires me. So I figured, you know, it's something different to do today. Like I said, I'm always trying new different things. I want to keep trying new different things. So this is one of those things. I'm going to take a sip of my delicious tea. Thank you very much. I don't know why I said thank you very much for that. I was thanking the tea for the loveliness it gave me. Thank you very much. So come on to the Google. And you know, let's see, the first thing that pops up is the New Hampshire primary. So, not going to really chat about them because I don't, A, live in New Hampshire, and B, trying to stay as much off the politics as I can because it angers me, but neither here nor there right now. So, first thing I see, Smith's producer, the Smiths producer, shares his hit-making secrets. Stephen Street used to be the producer for the Smiths back in the day. And his name was always on the back of those records as, you know, Stephen Street. So I always saw it, and but never knew who the guy was. Never, you know, I mean, he produce, you know, Smiths, Blur, Cranberries, a whole bunch of folks. And he talks about, you know, how when he started working with them in the studio and all this kind of fun stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to read the story, but it makes me think, you know, back when I was like 16 and 17 years old, I was a rabid Smiths fan. I had all the 12 inches or almost all of them. And during a party, or I should say, after high school, one of my first apartments became a party house. And the one weekend we didn't have a party, apparently folks showed up for a party. No one was there for a party, so they broke in. And they stole my entire Smiths collection. So I think it was like a point, you know, like a person who like just didn't like me maybe or something. Or they really loved the Smiths. So, but they stole my entire Smiths collection except for Strange Ways Here We Come. I mean, they stole the cover, the jacket, but the record was actually on the turntable, so they didn't get that album. And they stole a cheap Casio keyboard, and then they stole like the two or three dirty magazines we had in the bathroom, and that was it. So they were really just jerks about the whole Smiths collection, but that was a side story. I was such a ridiculous Smiths fan and Morrissey fan. During our senior year, I believe it was, yeah, senior year, there was, now back in the 80s, lip syncing was a thing, and a lip syncing contest was a thing. And I decided I'm going to enter the school's lip sync contest and do a Morrissey song. And Last of the Famous, Last of the International Playboys, I believe it was, came out 2 weeks before the contest. So I memorized the song, and I watched a video, or, you know, like, had to watch 120 minutes late night on MTV to hopefully see of Smith's video, and so I could, you know, get some movements down and, you know, be able to move like Morrissey moves in his videos and everything, or in concert. So, and I thought I did a hell of a good job. And other, you know, groups of friends had, you know, would do bands, and they would play the instruments and the bands, and some did, you know, just goofy things, and it was just me being Morrissey up there for a song. And I had a fun time. I didn't win, but that wasn't the point for me at the time. It was just to force everyone at my school to listen to Morrissey for a song. You know, I don't know. Suburban Hamburg was, you know, we had our alternative, you know, music, you know, fans. There were, you know, folks who loved the Smiths, folks who loved Declan the Bunnymen, folks who loved the Psychedelic Furs or Depeche Mode or The Cure or any number of different bands you could find a fan of, in at least the new wave punk genre. And of course, there were always the Doors fans, Floyd fans, Zeppelin fans. So we, you know, us new wavy punk kids, you know, we had our, you know, individual likes, and I was one of those Smith kids. I really enjoyed them, and still do. Back in the day, when you're a sad teenager who thinks, "No, oh, the world's so horrible," you know, it resonated a whole lot more than it does today. And I honestly say I don't listen to the Smiths as much as I used to. And I think that just comes with, you know, age and time. And I haven't kept up with a lot of what the new Morrissey stuff, just because there's so much going on. I just can't, you know, don't get to it all the time. But Spent the Day in Bed is a good song. I really enjoy it. So the Smiths were that band for me when I was a kid. So they will always have that spot of, like, top in my heart, probably. And not ashamed to admit it. You know, there are some folks back in the day, you know, it's like, don't tell folks I used to like this or used to like that. And I've heard, you know, folks lament, like, yeah, I used to like that. You know, I found out I found better, or I realized my fault. I don't feel like that with the Smiths. I feel like they're a damn good band. Were then, still are. And I think what makes them still a good band is, you know, my daughters, or at least Claire, she resonates with them. She, you know, she gets it, or she enjoys them. Riley is more of a pop music fan, so she's heard the Smiths, she listens to the Smiths, she enjoys them when I play them, and she is not, you know, is sort of forced to listen to it, and she doesn't hate it, and I think she does enjoy it, but she doesn't, you know, connect to it like Claire does, so, and like I did. So it's what makes a good band is the way it can continually get fans and keep getting fans, you know. Pink Floyd and The Doors and Led Zeppelin will always get new fans year after year. People who enjoy rock and roll will keep finding it and keep being wow by it. And I think the Smiths are the same way. So that's my mention of the Smiths. back to the list of things going on. Voyager 2. I remember just recently reading about this. They had to turn off, or it went into safety mode and turned itself off because some maneuvers that it was doing was wasting power, and they don't have a lot of power left. And so when the safety system that realized the power was being wasted, it shut itself down and was off for 2 days. And they were like, I hope it can come back on. And it did. It did. A couple days, you know, it weighed down, or it conserved for a couple days and then turned itself back on. And because communications take 34 hours round trip, 17 hours there, 17 hours back, depending on how much information, you know, they're doing in the mean, you know, in the middle, it's 34 hours of, you know, time to, you know, I'm asking you to do this, Voyager, and Voyager, and then you're waiting for Voyager to say, hey, I did this. And so it's got to be tough. It's so they were nervous and concerned that it might not come back on. And excuse me, even if it hadn't, it had done so much. I've been traveling since 1977, and it is so far out there. I mean, you know, it was the first one, you know, that's the weird thing. Voyager 2 launched before Voyager 1. And I don't know, maybe number 1 was set to go, but they had to scrap that launch because of weather, and you don't take, you know, they couldn't, or they don't trade off to rockets to go the next, you know, so one goes first on the next day. Or the next time it was supposed to leave. Nope, number 2 is geared to go up. That's when that goes up, and 1 will go up the next time they get. So I figured that's what happened. But Voyager 2 went out first, and it's been out there since 77. And I mean, I was 7 years old when that went, and I don't remember hearing about it. Like, I think back now in my brain, it's like, I don't remember it being mentioned in school. I used to watch the news all the time like a kid. So it was probably mentioned, and I probably heard it. And knowing me as I am, I was most likely, wow, I wonder, you know, how long it's going to take to, you know, get out of the solar system. You know, how old will I be when that happens? And blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, it is out there. I'm trying to find the distance in this article. I don't want to, like I said, I'm not going to read things to you. But I am just trying to scroll through and see how long of a ride they've been on. I mean, it's they're in the heliosphere right now, I believe, past the Kuiper Belt, and in the Oort cloud of sorts, 43 years, but it doesn't say how many miles. So, 11.5 billion miles from home. Probably right in the headline. Yeah, it's right there at the top of the headline. So this thing has traveled 11.5 billion miles in 43 years, and it had to shut down for a couple days just to save a little power so it could orientate itself to send and receive messages still, which I think is freaking phenomenal. So yeah, that is cool as heck that it's still traveling, and it's got, and I think Voyager 1 has the gold record that if, you know, they ever get picked up by a alien civilization, they'll have that record to play on their phonograph. Like, they'll have phonographs. So, which is always weird to me. It's like, yeah, let's give him a earth technology. Here's something from the earth for you to figure out how to receive the sound. I mean, how are they going to fit? You know, I assume if we got something, we would take every means to try and decipher and figure out how to get the information they're trying to share with us. So I assume they will too, and maybe figure out that those grooves produce sound, hopefully. You know, who knows? But that is what was up for Voyager. So we're just rolling through the news here and the Google thing. Michael Bennett dropped out of the presidential race. Who the hell is Michael Bennett? I mean, every news thing you do hear about the candidates, they talk about the top five, I guess. And that's all I thought that was left, really. You know, Bernie, Pete, Amy, Elizabeth, Joe. I'm on first name basis with them all, so, you know, it's all good. But Michael Bennett, I didn't even realize he was a person. You know, he's a person. You know, didn't even know he was running. So, and Andrew Yang dropped out too. I just found that out. So, that is, the field is whittling down. It's inevitable. That's how it's going to happen. I just hope we get it right. So, it appears that engineers have built a stable quantum silicon chip from artificial atoms. I'm not even going to jump into this one right now because that's just a lot of stuff I have no idea about. And there's a solar telescope out there that is taking pictures of the surface of the sun, which such remarkable detail. If you have a chance, get online, check them out. These pictures are amazing. It's incredible. and they're now going to use Venus as a way to change the orbital orientation of the satellite so it will go over the North and South poles, giving the first ever look at the North and South poles. We've, you know, it's the way it spins, we can see it, you know, its movement left to right, but we can't see at the top and the bottom. And I'm assuming they think there's reason to look. I don't know. We'll find out what's going to happen when they get there. So that's pretty cool. And, but yeah, if you can go and see those pictures of the sun, it's amazing. And also, sciencey-wise, space-wise, there's a fast radio burst in FRB that's been, it flashes every 16 days. And it's been, they've known about it for a few years now. And people are going to say, oh, it's alien. It's aliens. They're trying to communicate. They're sending us signals from 500 million light years away. But I don't, A, they're not, you know, why would they be sending it specifically to us? Could they see us? Can they find us? But it's most likely just the way the orientation of whatever this giant massive thing is that's producing this signal is, it keeps, you know, a rotational thing that every 16 days it flips by past what we can see, and we get a little burst, and then that's it. You know, it's short and sweet, and foomp, every 16 days it goes a foomp, and we don't know why, but it does. They don't know. They're trying to find out. They're trying to figure it out. And I'm often still just amazed at how they can orientate themselves in the galactical plane and figure it all out, because it's just so massive. And I wish there was I mean, there probably is. There's some sort of map that shows like an overview shot of the Milky Way. So it's like looking down at it from space, but down on like a disc. And then I want to see where we are. And then I want to see where the stars of all the constellations are in that disc. Like when I see Orion's belt, like the stars that make up the belt, the three stars, they don't sit perfectly in a line in a row in space and they're right there. No, they are of different distances from us. And I want to see where all that sits, because I look at the night sky and I see stars and this and that, but I see the artist conceptions, the artist renderings of what the Milky Way looks like, but they never put down the stars and where they are. So I want to see a map like that. If you know of one, let me know. Just curious. And I'm going to jump completely off topic now, because this is the little run through the newsy things. There's been a mock draft done, and I am a Bill. Hey, so that was a little technical flub there. The recording just, I'm not sure what happened, if I touched something or did something wrong, or the machine was just done with me, but it stopped recording at that point and I didn't realize it. And I had kept talking for a while about that Bills draft, and now I lost that train of thought. All I'm going to say is CBS Sports in their mock draft have the Bills at pick 22, picking a receiver by the first name of T. I think it was T. Higgins from Clemson. Know nothing about the guy, so I hope it's a good pick. He's the fourth-ranked receiver in the draft, so that's something, right? I mean, we could make him move up and maybe get the number one or number two, but, you know, number four, hey, he's good. Let's get him in here. Let's see if we, you know, if he can help our big, young, strong quarterback. So that's so it sort of cut off at midstream there. So I do apologize about that. I don't like to do cuts. I didn't think it would. I thought I could just seamlessly ease right out of that, right back into regular things, but it didn't happen. And that's how, you know, still working it. I still don't have the quote-unquote studio mics all set up. I'm still working on how to make it sound good and make it usable. Plus, I need to get my computer updated a little bit to help it run well. So until that gets completely updated, which will be soon, and then I can put it all together, and then I can do things on the phone and not affect recording of what I'm doing, because as of right now, I'm still recording on the phone. And I still find this amazingly that, you know, amazing that I can do it this way. But, yeah, that's the way it is. So, I wanted to mention, you know, a lot of my friends on Facebook and stuff and posts that I'm seeing in other places. We're all like, we're talking about the Oscars a lot and everything there. The good and the bad of it all. And I didn't watch it. Did not watch one bit of it. For the simple fact is I didn't see any of the movies nominated for really, like this whole year, I don't think I went to the movies much at all. We were trying to think about it, and Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, saw that one. Really enjoyed it. Was not completely impressed with Tom Hanks' portrayal of Fred Rogers. I thought he made Fred seem a little dumb, and you know, just didn't. I just didn't get that feeling of, you know, of Fred, you know, of Mr. Rogers. I think he missed something, but interpretation is what it is, and it was still a wonderful movie, and that was the only thing that I saw that had something, you know, he was nominated for that role, a supporting actor in the film, but I, you know, I wasn't, I love Tom Hanks. I think a lot, you know, most of what he's done is great. This one was not. But that's just my review of it all. So I didn't watch the Oscars. I didn't see all the weird speeches that they were giving. Some people, I heard Joaquin Phoenix did some weird thing about cows and their milk, and just, I, you know, whatever. Just, it seems like sometimes in years past, and I think it's going to go on in years future, that there are some people, entertainer-wise, you know, from Marlon Brando, and God, there's every few years someone has a cause that they are championing. That I cannot pronounce that word. They're championing. Wow, could not get that word. And the celebrity will then take the acceptance speech platform and make their cause known. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, I'm all in favor of that. I'm not criticizing that at all. It just seems like every few years, you know, that will happen, and it will, and maybe now it will keep getting weirder and weirder. You know, I wouldn't mind that. You know, we're concerned about, and I didn't see it at all. I haven't watched a video, so I don't know what he talked about. So I really shouldn't say anything more than people say weird things up there. But I hope they get weirder. And I heard that his was a little bizarre and odd, and I'm going to eventually watch it, and when I do, I'll mention it. Yeah, if I would have thought about talking about this earlier, I would have probably prepped and watched it, but that's not how this show works, as you probably know. So when I get a chance, I will watch it, and I will probably agree with the, wow, that was odd. And then, yeah, I just hope it gets weirder and weirder as time goes on, and the causes and the platform, or the championing, yeah, gets more bizarre. Yeah, so we can all dream, we can all wish, we can all hope. So, I apologize, or not apologize, but maybe. No story time again this week. I am working on a couple of things that have kept my mind sort of just focused in one direction, and it's been not difficult, but it's just, I'm keeping, you know, I'm trying to keep as focused as I can. There's been a couple moments where I almost wanted to throw it out the window and got so frustrated with things. I just was, oh, I'm done. I need to walk away and then come back. And so my brain's been focused on other things, and I'm just not feeling storytellery or story timey. And, you know, For all I know, next week will be an entire story time show. Who knows? The shadow knows. Who remembers that? So, with that admission of no story time and my desire to continue on doing other things and wanting to eat some Cheez-Its that are sitting right next to me, and I don't want to eat them while I'm recording because that would sound hideous, and I want to eat some. I really do want to eat some. So I'm going to... I pulled them out while trying to figure out what happened during that break, and I was munching and got the flavor and the saltiness going through me now, and it's like, yeah, you want more of those. Eat them now. And I can't eat them now because it would be loud and crunchy and gross. So I'm going to wrap it up with, the traditional, be kind to each other. Be a nice human. This is the best time to do all those things. We live in a fucked up world. Yeah, kind of. And things are getting weirder every day. So kindness, I think, holds more weight at this point in time. I think being kind means more now. Being generous with your emotions and your time and your just life is, it means more, I think. And the people who recognize that and do that understand the strength of kindness. So be strong, be kind, be wonderful, and don't forget, it's not always about the tea, but it's about the time spent. Thank you for spending your time with me. I will see you guys. Well, I won't see you ever, but I'll talk to you soon. You have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. And if you don't have a Valentine's, then, hey, sorry I brought it up, and enjoy Friday for what it is. Friday. I'll talk to you soon.